如果你去国内最大的连锁书店，
If you go to the largest chain bookstore in China,
试图在当代文学的推荐位上找一个叫阎连科的名字。
Trying to find a name called Yan Lian in the list of contemporary literature recommendations.
我敢打赌。
I bet.
你大概率会扑空。
You're probably going to miss it.
这个名字就像是一串被系统刻意屏蔽的乱码。
This name is like a string of code that has been deliberately blocked by the system.
在这个国家的出版版图上近乎蒸发。
The publishing landscape in this country is almost non-existent.
可一旦你把视线投向海外，去伦敦，去巴黎，去布拉格。
Once you turn your gaze to London, Paris, or Prague,
你会被震撼到。他的书被翻译成将近30种语言，摆在各大书店最显眼的橱窗里。
You'll be amazed that his book has been translated into nearly 30 languages and displayed in the most prominent windows of major bookstores.
他是卡夫卡文学奖得主。
He is a recipient of the Kafka Prize.
是布克国际文学奖的常客。
He is a frequent winner of the Booker Prize.
全世界的顶级评论家都在逐字逐句地拆解。
The world's top critics are dissecting it word by word.
他，一个在故土被悄然抹去痕迹的人。
He is a person who has been quietly erased from his homeland.
却成了整个世界窥探中国底层暗疮的一面高倍放大镜，离谱。
But did it become a magnifying glass that magnified the dark side of China's lower classes? And did that become a window for the whole world to observe China's lower classes? Is that outrageous?
啊，太离谱了。
That's outrageous.
但他这辈子就是在干一件事。
But he has been doing one thing all his life.
是。用笔尖生弯现实的荒谬。
With a pen, create the absurd reality.
最后
，finally，
硬生生把自己的人生熬成了一个最顶级的荒谬隐喻。
He deliberately turned his life into the most absurd metaphor.
很多没读过他书的人，一听这名字就给他贴标签。
Many people who have not read his books are crying.
叫他禁书。
Just label him based on the name.
专业户。
Call him a professional in the field of banned books.
以为他是个满身带刺。
He was full of thorns.
以死磕体制为乐的公知。
A public office that brings joy to those with a stubborn constitution.
大错特错。
Wrong, completely wrong.
阎连科的骨子里根本没有那种端着咖啡。
The core of Yulin's personality was not that of someone who would hold a coffee cup.
俯瞰众生的清高。
A lofty perspective on the world.
他不是从象牙塔里走出来的。
He didn't come from ivory towers.
他是从烂泥地里拔出来的。
He was pulled out from the mud.
1958年。
1958
阎连科降生在河南嵩县伏牛山的褶皱里。
Yuan Lian was born in the folds of Mount Wuguo in Song County, Henan.
那地方穷到了什么地步？
How impoverished that place is.
别扯什么牧歌式的乡愁。
Don't talk about pastoral nostalgia.
那里的底色只有饥饿。
The only thing there was hunger.
他后来回忆。
He later recalled,
小时候几乎顿顿吃红薯。
When I was a child, I almost ate red bean every meal.
吃到最后，光是闻到红薯那股发腻的甜腥味。
Just smelling the starchy, sweet, and slightly rotten smell of the sweet potato at the end.
胃里的酸水就直往喉咙眼冒。
The acidic stomach acid directly flowed into the throat, causing coughing.
他的父辈
His parents
他村里的乡亲 就像被某种恶毒的诅咒焊死在那片贫瘠的黄土地上。
The villagers in his village were like being welded to that barren, desolate land by some kind of evil curse.
面
The face
朝黄土背朝天，流干了。
The dry earth faces the setting sun.
汗老了，死了。
Sweat died.
然后下一代继续。
Then the next generation continued.
那是一种让人绝望的滞重感。
It's a situation that makes people despair.
20岁那年
,20 years old.
他去当了兵。
He went to serve in the army.
别去拔高他的思想境界。
Don't try to raise his level of thinking.
他最本能的念头俗得不能再俗。
His most basic and instinctive thought was vulgar.
去部队，能敞开肚皮。
Go to the army, you can eat and drink freely.
吃一口不掺杂粮的白面馍馍。
A bite of plain white bread.
能穿上一件体面的军装。
Wear a decent military uniform.
能逃离那个像坟墓一样让人窒息的村庄。
I was able to escape from that suffocating village, which was like a grave.
在很长一段时间里
For a long time.
写作
Writing.
不过是他为了流程，为了改命，死死抓住的一根稻草。
However, he was just clinging to the last straw for the sake of the process.
他确实靠着这根稻草爬上岸了。
He really climbed ashore using this straw.
提干了，成了专业作家。
He became a professional writer.
成了世俗语境下跳出农门的成功典范。
Became a model of success in the secular context.
如果剧本到此为止
If the script ends here,
那不过是个老套的底层奋斗爽文。
It's just a typical rags to riches story.
但命运偏偏在这个时候
But fate, however, intervened at this moment.
给他迎头浇了一盆带血的冰水。
He poured a bucket of bloody ice water on him.
当他带着作家的光环重返故里。
When he returned to his hometown with the aura of a writer.
重新凝视那个生养他的田湖镇时。
Looking back at the town where he was born and raised.
他感觉天塌了。
He felt like the sky was falling.
时间
Time
在故乡似乎是停滞的。
It seems that my hometown is stagnant.
他吃上了白面膜。
He started using a white mask.
可村里的发小
The children from the village are still digging in the ground for food.
依然在土里刨食。
He became an officer.
他当上了军官。
Still, neighbors are struggling to make ends meet with just a few dollars.
可乡亲们依然在为几块钱的生计愁白了头。
What truly tore his soul apart was the blood-selling craze that swept across the central plains in the 1990s.
而真正把他的灵魂彻底撕裂的是90年代席卷中原大地的卖血潮。
Those fearful farmers,
那群穷怕了的农民
to build a house and marry a wife for my child,
为了给娃盖房娶媳妇，挽起袖子
put the blood into unsanitary blood bags,
把血抽进不卫生的血袋里。
However, the result was the devastating disaster of AIDS destroying the village and ruining the lives of the villagers.
换来的却是艾滋病毁村灭户的灭顶之灾。
When Yan Liang truly delved into those AIDS villages,
当阎连科真正深入那些艾滋村
sitting among the dying and the dead,
坐在那些等待死亡的枯槁
when facing farmers,
农民对面时
he saw a suffering that had been stripped of all dignity.
他看到的是一种被剥夺了所有尊严的苦难。
No one cares that they don't have a way to speak for themselves.
没有人在乎他们，没有渠道。
They rot silently and without a trace like weeds.
替他们喊疼。
In the shadow of the times.
他们像野草一样无声无息地腐烂在时代的阴影里。
From that moment on.
从那一刻起。
The Jan Lenk, who wrote in order to change his personal destiny, died.
那个为了改变个人命运而写作的阎连科死去了。
Instead, there is a stern-faced Jan Lenk.
取而代之的是一个握着刀刃写作的阎连科。
His writing no longer had any warm and affectionate embellishment.
他的笔锋不再有任何温情脉脉的粉饰。
Instead, it directly hit China's deepest and most festering wound.
而是直戳中国最深、最溃烂的伤疤。
Have you seen The Last Emperor?
你去看《日光流年》。
He fabricated an average lifespan.
他虚构了一个平均寿命。
The entire population of the 30-year-old village in order to live longer.
熬不过40岁的三姓村，全村人为了能活得久一点。
Selling blood and skin like a madman.
像疯子一样卖血、卖皮。
Trample on the bottom line of human morality.
把人伦底线踩在脚下。
Do you think this is a fantasy story?
你觉得这是天方夜谭的魔幻故事。
When you close the book,
可当你合上书，
you will suddenly realize that these are actually the countless shadows of the Chinese lower class struggling in the abyss.
你会脊背发凉地意识到，这分明就是千万个在绝境中挣扎的中国底层的缩影。
You are watching the show life.
你在看兽活。
This takes the magic to a new level.
更是把这种魔幻推向了巅峰。
A village full of lobster legs.
一个满是龙虾瘸子的残障村。
In order to promote the so-called tourism economy.
为了搞所谓的旅游经济。
The county magistrate was so eccentric.
县长竟然异想天开。
To buy the remains of Lenin in Russia.
要去俄罗斯买列宁的遗体。
This is a joke that makes everyone laugh.
这种让人想放声大笑的桥段。
The laughter will make you cry.
笑到最后却会让你眼泪夺眶而出。
Because we all know that for the sake of a false and grandiose narrative,
因为你我都心知肚明，那种为了虚妄的宏大叙事而把活生生的人当作燃料和数字的逻辑，
and treating living people as fuel and logic,
在这个社会里从未绝迹过。
In this society, it has never disappeared.
更不用提内部犹如千钧之重的丁庄梦了。
Let alone the internal, like a thousand-strong army of Ding Zhuang dreams.
那是他踩在河南艾滋村的尸骨上写出来的血泪史。
That is the blood and tears written by him on the bones of the AIDS village in Henan.
一整个村庄的覆灭。
The destruction of an entire village.
被遗忘的绝望。
Forgotten things.
他没有炫技。
He didn't show off.
就是把那血淋淋的现实生扒开给你看。
Just strip away the rosy facade and show you the bloody reality.
这本书。
This book.
果不其然。
As expected.
被封禁了。
Then.
却在海外引起了超级轰动。
It has caused a huge sensation overseas.
替那些死不瞑目的人。
The nameless, faceless figures left behind a haunting echo in the world.
在世界上留下了凄厉的回声。
Yank, he called this style divinism.
阎连科给自己这种写法起名叫神识主义。
He was too clear about the absurd friction between the reality of this society and the land.
他太清楚了。
I have already ground the writer's imagination into dust.
在这片土地上，
You paint a realistic picture step by step.
现实本身的荒谬程度，
Others will think you are spraying rumors.
早就把作家的想象力按在地上摩擦了。
You only use extreme exaggeration.
你按部就班的白描现实。
Reimagine him with a touch of divine madness.
别人会觉得你造谣，你只有用极致的夸张。
Just barely touch the chilling reality.
用神话般的癫狂去重塑它。
2014
才能勉强触碰到那令人胆寒的真实。
When he stood in Prague to receive the Kafka Prize,
2014年
he said,
当他站在布拉格接过卡夫卡奖时
I will always be a rural writer from China.
他说
Sadly,
我永远是中国的一个乡村作家。
To be a guest of honor abroad.
可悲凉的是
In China,
在国外被奉为座上宾。
His name, however, became a taboo.
在国内
He was teaching at the People's University, walking around the campus.
他的名字却成了某种禁忌。
Like a skinny, black, old farmer.
他在人大教书，走在校园里
No trace of a master.
就像个干瘪黑瘦的农村老头。
He even admired his audacity.
没有半点大师的做派。
I think he is a fearless fighter.
很多人佩服他的胆量。
But I tell you, if you read his courage, you won't find any biting and accusing hatred.
觉得他是个无畏的斗士。
His foundation is deep and profound compassion.
但我告诉你，去读读他的文字，里面
He felt sorry for those villagers who lived and died like weeds.
根本找不到咬牙切齿的仇恨与控诉。
I feel sorry for those who have been crushed by the wheels of time.
他的底色是深不见底的悲悯。
But even no punctuation marks left.
他心疼那些像野草一样生灭的乡亲。
He never boasted about his greatness.
心疼那些被时代巨轮碾碎
He even admitted,
却连个标点符号都没留下的蝼蚁
I am cowardly.
他从来不标榜自己伟大
He said,
他甚至坦诚
Write these down yourself.
自己怯懦
Not because of bravery.
他说过
Just because you can't do it, don't ignore it.
自己写下这些
This is the most heartbreaking place.
并不是因为勇敢。
When you see those familiar faces,
仅仅是因为做不到。
To die in despair,
视而不见。
Your conscience will become an invisible whip.
这才是最扎心的地方。
All I could think about was stopping writing.
当你亲眼看着那些熟悉的面孔
The conscience is being tortured day and night.
在绝望中死去。
He is not protesting.
你的良知会化作无形的鞭子抽打你。闭上眼。
He was atoning for this cold world.
满脑子都是冤魂。停下笔。
This is the fate of Jan Lyuk.
良心就日夜煎熬。
This is also the biggest black humor of this era.
他不是在抗争。
A person who crawled out of the darkest swamp.
他是在替这个冷漠的世界赎罪。
Dedicate the rest of my life to honoring those who cannot speak.
你看，这就是阎连科的宿命。
And in this era where entertainment is everything.
也是这个时代最大的黑色幽默。
People created a hilarious 10-second video.
一个从最幽暗的泥沼里爬出来的人
I've had enough of your shenanigans.
用尽余生去替那些发不出声音的人立传
Gossip about a person.
而我们所处的这个娱乐至死的时代
To win.
人们为了一条十秒钟的搞笑视频狂欢
But they were blind to the suffering of a group of writers who recorded their lives with their own blood.
为了一个劣迹
His book really disappeared from the bookshelf.
艺人的八卦
But But those words that are engraved in literary history
争得面红耳赤
became an indelible subway pass.
是，却对一个用生命记录苦难的作家集体失明。
In a world where everyone is in a hurry to forget,
他的书确实从书架上消失了。
The frantic and forward-looking era,
但他刻在文学史里的那些文字
there was a stubborn old man,
却成了永远抹不掉的铁证。
Sitting in place,
在这个人人都急着遗忘
holding on to the memories that should not be forgotten,
急着向前的疯狂年代
Just this.
有这么一个固执的老头
He deserves our deepest respect.
蹲在原地
Have you read any books by Yan Lin Key?
死死守着那些不该被遗忘的记忆
What do you think about this year of traffic?
单凭这一点
Are there any more writers like this who can comment on the discussion?
他就配得上我们最深的敬意
Follow me.
你们读过阎连科的书吗
?We will continue with the in-depth analysis next time.
你们觉得在这个流量时代这样的作家还有没有存在的意义来评论区聊聊你的看法。关注我咱们下期继续硬核拆解。